The bats booming for the Cubs in Denver. 16-5 winners over the Rockies. 18-hit attack and a 7-run sixth inning, the highlight of which was a huge 3-run homer for Kyle Schwarber.
Pitch by Shaw. Here's a deep drive to center field. Back goes Blackman. Still going. Near the wall. It's gone. 3-run homer, Kyle Schwarber to dead center. And the Cubs have broken it wide open, and they lead 12-3.
Pat Hughes with the call on 670 The Score. Schwarber and Javi Baez, a homer and four RBIs apiece. Albert Almora Jr. also added four hits, and Kyle Hendricks gets his first win of the season. Now 1-1, and that's Cubs starters picking up wins in back-to-back games. John Lester the day before against the Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Eddie Butler is on the 10-day DL, the relief pitcher with a right groin strain, and right-handed pitcher Luke Farrell called up from AAA. White Sox take one on the chin, 10-0 to the Astros at guaranteed rate. Just a two-hit night for the Southsiders, opening a homestand and giving up five runs in the fourth and four in the sixth. Justin Verlander beat James Shields, and a health scare for Danny Farquhar, the reliever passing out in the dugout after working the sixth inning. Paramedics attending to him. He did arrive at a hospital conscious and is expected to be okay. It's reported that Sox trainer Herm Schneider got in touch with Farquhar's mom and told her that he would be okay. On to NBA playoff activity, where Indiana beats Cleveland 92-90. The Pacers up 2-1. Washington 122, Toronto 103, the Raptors up 2-1, and Boston's lead on Milwaukee now 2-1 after the Bucks take Game 3 at home 116-92. Stanley Cup playoff hockey, Winnipeg through to the second round. They beat Minnesota 5-0 and win the series in five games. Colorado edging Nashville 2-1, the Predators up 3-2, and Pittsburgh's lead on Philadelphia now at 3-2 after the Flyers get a 4-2 win. Sports at 15:45 on your home of the Bears. Dave Kern, Ernie's Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.